Imagine a world where love blooms in the most unlikely soil, between the heiress to a criminal empire and the son of its ruthless leader. This is The Heart of the Emperor, a story that doesn't just flirt with darkness but dives headlong into its depths to find unexpected redemption. The narrative unfolds at Tenebra, an isolated estate where power dynamics are as rigid as castle walls. Here, young Amara, daughter of the head housekeeper, secretly watches Dante Moroni from beneath an oak tree, pretending to read while actually studying his every move. Their worlds couldn't be more separate. He is being groomed for leadership, while she belongs to the service class. Yet even at 13, she feels an inexplicable pull toward him that defies the estate's strict social hierarchy. At 15, Amara's world collapses when masked men abduct her from a dimly lit parking lot. The attack is swift and calculated. They neutralize her friend Vin with a precise blow before dragging her into an unmarked van. What follows is methodical torture as they demand information about Lorenzo Moroni and the syndicate. When she maintains silence, they escalate to unimaginable cruelty, leaving her broken on a concrete floor until Tristan discovers her hours later. The trauma transforms Amara completely. Her once vibrant voice reduces to whispers, barely louder than breathing. Simple tasks become monumental challenges. She can't handle enclosed spaces, flinches at sudden movements, and avoids mirrors that reflect a stranger wearing her face. Through intensive therapy, carefully structured homeschooling, and unwavering support, she begins the painstaking process of healing. Dante becomes her silent guardian, carrying her to the garden when her legs refuse to cooperate and sitting through countless movies during triggering rainstorms. The most beautiful thread in this dark tapestry is how healing emerges through art and connection. Dante introduces Amara to kintsugi, the Japanese art of repairing broken pottery with gold to create something stronger and more beautiful than before. During an emotional moment in a room filled with his sculptures, he kneels before her with golden stilettos, explaining how her broken parts make her more precious and unique. This becomes their central metaphor, not erasing scars but highlighting them as part of a greater story. Recovery isn't portrayed as a magical transformation, but as ongoing work requiring professional help, personal determination, and supportive relationships. Years after her abduction, Amara still experiences panic attacks, including one triggered during an intimate moment with Dante. His immediate respect for her boundaries, assuring her that stopping is always an option, demonstrates how trust builds gradually through consistent respect. Meanwhile, Dante processes his own trauma through sculpture, creating masks and pottery that externalize his internal struggles. When he covers parts of Amara's body with clay, paying special attention to her scars, he demonstrates how art can reclaim what was broken. As their relationship deepens, so does the novel's exploration of power. After Lorenzo's death, Dante uncovers the Syndicate, a child trafficking network whose members bear an S tattoo between thumb and forefinger. The investigation leads to a farmhouse where he and Tristan discover evidence of trafficking and capture a member named Martin who reveals he was recruited by someone called Mr. X, the same person who ordered Amara's torture 15 years earlier. The investigation culminates in a shocking revelation. Mr. X is actually Xavier, Amara's biological father, who was expelled from her life shortly after her birth. This means Amara's own father ordered her abduction and torture, adding layers of betrayal to an already complex narrative. The discovery transforms their romance into something larger, a joint mission to dismantle systems of exploitation while building something better from the ruins. What makes this story truly compelling is how it grapples with legacy, what we inherit, what we choose, and what we pass on. Dante's relationship with Lorenzo represents toxic patriarchy at its worst. The forced initiation murder at 16 marks Dante's unwilling entry into violence, yet his response isn't outright rebellion, but patient strategy, working within the system to dismantle his father's kingdom piece by piece until nothing remained but foundations for Dante's own empire. When Amara becomes pregnant, the weight of legacy takes on immediate urgency. A subsequent kidnapping crisis results in the loss of one twin, forcing both characters to confront how past traumas influence present parenting. Dante's request that Amara promise to stop him if he ever becomes toxic demonstrates acute self-awareness about breaking generational cycles. The theme reaches its most powerful expression when Amara confronts Xavier. As a father who orchestrated his daughter's torture, he embodies the ultimate betrayal of parental bonds. By shooting him in the kneecaps and forcing him to aid their cause, Amara charts a course between complete rejection and acceptance of her inheritance, using his knowledge to protect other children while refusing him emotional power over her. The evolution of power dynamics between Dante and Amara forms the novel's backbone. Initially, their positions seem clearly defined by the compound's hierarchy, Dante as future king and Amara as the housekeeper's daughter. Yet their relationship gradually transforms toward partnership. After her abduction, Dante becomes her protector, but the story avoids portraying Amara as merely a broken woman saved by a powerful man. Instead, she demonstrates remarkable resilience, completing her education and establishing her career as a therapist. Their reunion years later shows how their dynamic has evolved. When Dante proposes during their passionate reunion in his studio, he asks her to be my queen outside and my filthy girl inside, acknowledging both her public role and their private intimacy. The most significant shift occurs when Amara confronts Xavier against Dante's wishes, taking his gun and forcing her father to help them infiltrate his organization. Though Dante warns her about defying him regarding safety, he acknowledges her plan was good, representing their evolution toward true partnership. The Emperor ultimately leaves us contemplating whether light can emerge from the darkest places. Unlike many romances offering escapism through idealized relationships, this story confronts difficult realities while delivering an emotionally satisfying conclusion. The relationship works because it acknowledges that both characters are shaped by trauma, yet not defined by it. Their love doesn't magically heal wounds, but provides context where healing becomes possible. Perhaps most powerfully, the novel examines how environments of violence create cycles that are difficult but not impossible to break. When Dante and Amara commit to helping trafficked children and building rehabilitation facilities, they demonstrate how those who understand darkness can become uniquely positioned to create light. Their daughter Tempest represents this possibility, born into a world of danger, yet surrounded by parents determined to fill her cracks with gold if she ever breaks. In the end, this isn't just a love story, but an exploration of how we carry our pasts forward, how we might transform inheritance into choice, and how love, complicated, imperfect, and sometimes dangerous, can still offer the possibility of becoming more fully ourselves, scars and all. For in embracing our broken places, we might just find our greatest strength.